On Wednesday's front page, Bank of America is nearing an $8.5 billion deal on mortgage securities that went sour during the housing crisis. Attackers stormed a hotel in the capital of Afghanistan. As many as 10 people may have been killed or injured. And the judge who sentenced Bernard Madoff explains how he decided to send him to jail until the year 2159. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Bank of America is finalizing an $8.5 billion settlement with big investors who bought mortgage securities that went sour in 2008. The proposed settlement is with a group of investors that includes BlackRock and PIMCO, as well as the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Together, they hold roughly $56 billion in mortgage-backed securities from the bank. The settlement will wipe out all of Bank of America's earnings for the first half of the year. It's also likely to make private investors demand payouts from other banks that handled troubled home loans and sold them as sound investments. Also on Wednesday's front page, several heavily armed attackers stormed a hotel in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. Early reports indicated that as many as 10 people were killed or wounded. Afghan security forces spent hours hunting down the insurgents inside the hotel. A NATO spokesman says three suicide bombers on the roof were killed by NATO helicopters. A fourth died at the beginning of the attack. It's not clear how the attackers got in. The hotel is heavily guarded with intelligence officers stationed near the front entrance. It was probably the most talked-about prison sentence in the history of white-collar crime. 150 years for convicted Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff. Now the judge is explaining how he decided on it. Judge Denny Chin says he had to balance the law against public anger at Madoff. Madoff says Judge Chin turned him into, Madoff's words now, a human piñata. Madoff says the judge played along with what Madoff called mob psychology. Madoff says he's doing time while financial firms and government officials are not. Madoff says they brought on the recession. He didn't do that. Last week, advisors to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met with an official from the energy company that runs the troubled Indian Point nuclear plant. The message was not what the energy company wanted to hear. Cuomo is serious about closing Indian Point. The meeting came as lawmakers in Albany were approving a bill allowing the siting of new power plants in New York. That would make replacing Indian Point easier. The state can also hold up permits Indian Point needs to renew its reactor licenses starting in 2013. It's the collision of cutting-edge chic and a hobby that requires waders. That hobby is fly fishing. The feathers fly fishermen use to tie flies are the latest fashion trend in women's hair. That means there's a shortage and nobody's happy. In Kennebunkport, Maine, fly fisherman Bob Brown said the feathers have been bred for tying. He says using them for anything else is sacrilegious. Inside Wednesday's Times, Tea Party groups have had difficulty agreeing on what they stand for. In Pennsylvania, school vouchers have set off what one Tea Party activist calls a fight within the family. Tea Party groups that oppose vouchers say they amount to a bailout of failing schools. They also say supporters, backed by a Washington group that's helped cultivate the Tea Party, are selling out to politics as usual. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde was named to head the International Monetary Fund. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner all but made it official by endorsing her over the governor of Mexico's central bank. She steps into the job Dominique Strauss-Kahn quit after he was charged with raping a hotel worker here in New York. Wednesday's Business Day section says money market funds could turn out to be the main channel for bringing the chaos of Greece into people's pocketbooks in this country. For years, money market funds have taken investors' money and loaned it to European banks. Those banks promised higher returns. Now about 50% of the fund's assets are tied up in debt with European banks. Ohio State University banking professor Renee Stoltz says that leaves them exposed if Greece defaults, or there's some other financial blow-up. In Athens, demonstrators clashed with police during a 48-hour general strike. Times correspondent Rachel Donadio says the protest came as Parliament was debating austerity measures. She says a vote is expected on Wednesday.
There's a small possibility that the austerity measures will not pass because of dissent within the ranks of the Socialist Party itself. Obviously, it's difficult for a socialist government to push through these austerity measures that include essentially going after the unions at the heart of their constituency. So some lawmakers have said they're considering voting against them. The general sense is that probably at the end of the day, the government will rally and pass the measures, but it's going to come down to a few key votes.
Times correspondent Rachel Donadio in Athens. Chinese tax authorities want dissident artist Ai Weiwei to pay up. He's facing nearly $2 million in fines and unpaid taxes. He was released last week after nearly 3 months in police custody. Officials say they let him go after he confessed to not paying taxes and to destroying financial documents. Western diplomats say the Chinese just want to stop his attacks on the Communist Party. The six astronauts on the International Space Station are safe after a close call with a piece of space junk. The unidentified hurtling object passed within 820 feet of the space station. For only the second time in its 11-year history, the crew had to move into their Soyuz space capsule. That would be the emergency escape vehicle if they had to get away. This time around, Mission Control gave the all clear after about 4 minutes. Wednesday's arts section says the Supreme Court decision on video games was important because it marked the moment video games officially grew up. Critic Seth Chazelle says it isn't every day that a new form of media officially joins the written word as a protected form of expression. The last big one was film about 60 years ago. He says the decision validated video games intellectually, just as it likened the violence in games to the violence in The Iliad and Lord of the Flies. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end. At nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.